Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Thursday morning in the break room. Brought to you just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing great, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
All right, it is 53 degrees right now. Mm-hmm. Going to get up into the high 60s.
Nice.
Could be diddling 70. It's going to keep raining. It feels like it's rained forever.
Big storm this morning.
Wicked lightning storm on the way in.
Yeah.
That should be ending soon, so don't go outside with a baseball bat over your head unless you are someone sitting across from me right now.
What are you talking about?
So it is another Tommy Tracksuit Thursday. If you have not, we encourage you to log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch to catch our live stream, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. And this one is by far the stupidest thing.
Yeah, this
ever
isn't
seen.
A tracksuit, right?
No, I said that.
Yeah, you're right.
I did say, I ran through all the tracksuits. This was more of a leisure wear.
Mm-hmm.
Something you wear around the house if you're having a couple of buddies over for backgammon and maybe cognac. Maybe a couple cigars or a pipe.
You look like one of Peter Pan's lost boys that didn't make it to Neverland.
Wandering around in his pajamas.
What are you wearing?
So my wife thinks I look like an aging dictator on his day off.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, there's a lot of North Korea in that outfit right there. Yes.
Yeah, it's part of the Kim Jong-un collection.
He's a communist.
What's that?
Why that color?
Well, because white would have just looked stupid.
What do you mean? There was only like a couple of colors.
You look like a prisoner. Like you look, it looks so drab. You know what I mean?
You do.
But it's so comfortable.
You look like you're about to do an interview on Netflix to tell us why the cult leader that killed himself wasn't that bad. He was a good guy if you knew him personally. Like I had a good 25 years.
Yeah, he was a very passionate man.
Farm.
Like the other tracksuits you wore, like I could see where you were going with that, you know? Mm. Like I get the direction. You what you were aiming for.
Yeah.
This one, I don't get.
You know what this says?
What?
Straight up chill.
You're wearing the same outfit every Asian man was wearing in San Francisco in the late 1800s.
Yeah. But those guys always look comfortable.
Even though
they're working their ass off.
No, you're definitely comfortable.
So you're saying the only thing this is missing is a rickshaw.
I mean, possibly. I don't know what we're into. I mean, the hat would work, too. Yeah. Like, oh, my God. What were you thinking? Okay, are you sure that's meant to be worn outside the house?
I don't know. The guy modeling it was, like, out on the street.
No, that was actually a picture of somebody's grandpa that got out of the home. You look like you wandered out of the home. You look like you wandered out of the home.
Well, then I'm all set.
Okay. Again, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com. I'm going to save one of the 5,000 things I want to say about your outfit because we got 4 hours to go.
Oh, yeah. We got Bitch Voice.
And The Break Room WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. Mm. Check that out. All right. Look, I want to sit here and kill you, but I also found myself in a situation last night.
What happened?
Well, when it comes to the stuff on streaming, it's vast.
Streaming?
All streaming services, all kinds of different things.
If you're looking for something to
watch. Yeah, you can watch. And then
it's endless, man.
Every once in a while, you'll get taken in by things you don't expect to take you in.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. So I had a rare night last night where my wife had something to go do. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do.
Oh. Wow.
Nobody had practice. Nobody had nothing.
Oh, man.
Both of my girls had homework, so they're off. So I'm sitting in my living room by myself.
Nice. Sweet spot.
Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm see what's on Netflix. And I'm going through like the recommended for me thing. And there's, have you guys seen this? It's like a reality docu-series. It's called Wrestlers.
I know of it.
Okay. So for those who haven't seen it, they follow Ohio Valley Wrestling, which is like a minor league wrestling promotion.
Right. But it's like It's not high school wrestling.
No, like professional wrestling. Yeah. Like these are grown-ass people that are trying to make it.
Because it used to be popular around here for a while.
Yeah, I mean, there's still a bunch of shows, house shows, I guess they call them. But here's the thing. Like the preview started, and it reminded me of the time on the road we had in the Midwest, right? Yeah. Like all of those people you were coming across. Yeah. So I was like, oh, this might be a little interesting. So I started watching it, and I got sucked in.
That's what happens with Netflix, man.
I got sucked in. So before I knew it, I'm three episodes deep into Wrestlers last night. I'm like, oh, man. Like, it is drama, drugs,
the way they sex. The way they do these things, it's great.
It was great.
Because the characters are what suck you in.
You're
it's
right.
not even the sport.
I highly recommend it if you have not seen Wrestler. But the reason I bring this up is it's nothing I would ever in a million years watch with anybody else. Like, my wife doesn't see this coming. So my wife walks through the door at like 7:45 last night.
Yeah.
As there is a scene of two muscle-bound men in, like, bikini briefs oiling each other up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she
Is that what it looks like?
Well, she looks at the TV, and she looks at me, and she goes, what are you watching?
Netflix.
But it would have been so complicated to explain how I got to this point. Yeah. I looked at her, and I was like, just whatever.
That's what I'm into now.
Whatever you think. Yeah. I cannot explain why.
They're glistening and chiseled. What do you want from me?
As interesting as those like obscure documentaries and shows are, I do get embarrassed when all of a sudden I can pull out my knowledge of that weird obscure subject to somebody that's like, why do you know that?
Can you give me an example?
For example, we watch Baywatch after the show every day.
Yes, we do.
And there was one time I was out and Baywatch was on at the bar. It was like one of those times where no other sports were going on. So that was just what was on TV. So I was able to explain to my husband's buddy, every character that came on the TV and their backstory. And as I'm explaining it, I'm like, this guy doesn't care. I don't know why. I should not know this. I should not have even started talking about it. But here we are.
No, you're right. Because like you do have to make a decision in that moment when you're caught being embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I can spend the next 5 minutes trying to catch this person up.
But you can't.
And everything I'm saying, they're not going to be listening to anyway. Like my wife last night, the whole time would have been just like, but...
Yeah,
you're watching two dudes grease each other up.
It is what it is.
It would have been less embarrassing had she caught me watching porn on the family TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least that would have been easily explainable. I wanted to watch porn, but this is wrestling. And I don't know. It wasn't even like the two dudes greasing each other up thing. It was like you're watching minor league wrestling.
And then
and on the TV.
It is weird when you're watching. Because my wife and I watch a lot of stuff together. Because, you know. Yeah, the time.
Sure.
And we will come across something together that's shocking that I wasn't ready for. And she wasn't ready for.
Okay.
And then we'll slowly look at each other.
Oh, you mean like while the show is
happening? While it's happening.
Okay. Awkward like eye contact.
It's really uncomfortable.
Like, are you going to say something?
Am I going to, should I laugh? Because I want to laugh, but she's going to be disgusted by it. Like, I don't know how to react here. So we just slowly look at each other and wait. And it takes about 5 seconds, which is an eternity when you're watching something. And then we'll kind of gauge each other because I know she's disgusted by it, but I'm finding this really funny. And I don't know how she's going to react when I start laughing.
It is, that game of chicken with your spouse. Are we okay here? Because I always let my wife react first.
Oh, me too. But sometimes I can't. If I'm drinking, I'm screwed.
Okay.
And I'm usually drinking.
252 WCMF, you know, everything on streaming services, Netflix and Hulu we're talking about. You just get sucked down these rabbit holes.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden you're watching something where something happens that you don't expect, and either you have to explain it or you're in the room with that person. You know, it makes it more complicated when you have kids.
Yeah.
One of the most uncomfortable situations of my life that has molded me as a person.
What's that?
When I was 13.
Yeah.
Now, we've had this argument before. I love Monty Python.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you hate Monty Python.
I'm not a fan of British humor, or actually British people, entertainers.
My grandmother just passed away.
Yeah.
And my grandpa, my mom's dad, was going to take me and my brother overnight. It was like a get to know grandpa thing.
Because
my grandma was the one that had like handled us all the time. So now it's like time to hang out with grandpa. So grandpa also liked Monty Python.
Oh, okay.
So we rented the movie Monty Python and the Meaning of Life. And in that movie, there's a scene where, like, this teacher is teaching kids about sex ed, but the joke is he's actually having sex with a woman in front of the classroom.
Right.
And the scene is John Cleese having sex with a woman.
Yeah.
for like 7 minutes while vividly...
Goes out a little too long.
But he's vividly describing everything he is doing to this woman.
Yeah.
And I am sitting in this room with my brother and my, at the time, 60-something-year-old grandfather.
Yeah.
And nobody is looking at each other.
Nobody's saying a word.
We're waiting for it to end.
But this. Grandpa's a fan of this.
He is.
But he probably...
I don't think he either...
It is that game of chicken.
Yes.
Who's going to laugh?
I don't know if he forgot that scene was in there. I don't know if he had never seen Meaning of Life, but like everybody's face is on the screen, and it just kept going to that point.
Yeah.
I will not watch anything with my kids now that I am not fully aware of, if it's like adult-ish, because of that interaction I had with my grandfather.
I've also made the mistake sometimes of trying to defend why I'm laughing at that to my wife, which is bad.
Why would you do that?
She'll go, that's just disturbing and disgusting. I'm going, man, that was brilliant. That was brilliant. That was so clever in the way they pulled that off. And she's like, no, we get into these arguments, and then I realize I should shut up, not defend filth and vulgarity. But I try to, because I'm a big fan of really raunchy stuff.
Sure, sure, yeah.
Like, the raunchier, the funnier to me.
No, everybody hears your voice. We hear what you say. We all get it. 252 WCMF. Last night had one of those rare nights where I just had the living room to myself. Mm. Started watching, got sucked into this reality docuseries about minor league professional wrestling. Watched 3 episodes. My wife comes in at like 7:45, right when there's 2 muscle-bound dudes in bikini briefs greasing each other up before a match. And, like, I don't watch wrestling. None, so she's like, what are you watching? And I was just like, whatever you think. There's no way to explain how we got here.
I always thought they put that on themselves. I didn't realize you had to have a buddy do you. But I guess your buddy has to do your back.
What about your back? So some guys have spray bottles, it looked like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But usually you want a buddy to oil. Because, like, bodybuilders do that when they do those competitions.
But
they do spray tan. Yeah.
But they're all, they all look greasy.
Yeah.
Don't they? Does the other bodybuilder have to oil up your back?
Usually they have like a team of people doing that.
Like oilers?
I don't know.
Is there like oil people?
Yeah, Earl Campbell shows up. He's rubbing his hands all over you.
Well, they like Formula One when they pull in and like 4 guys come up and just grease you up real quick, get you back out on stage. Oh, how was your time? 2 seconds.
Sorry, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So let's say you're going to do the professional wrestling or the bodybuilding.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want someone you know to grease you up, or do you want a stranger to grease you up?
If you have, like, your wife do it.
No, it's got to be a dude in this situation.
Has to be a dude.
Well, just because of the...
You don't want to get a boner.
No.
But I would be afraid if my wife...
Okay, I didn't
or the
think
one I'm with is oiling me up. That's pretty sensual. You would get a rail.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a sexual situation.
Yeah, but you're...
Like, every time
you're basically,
somebody puts sunscreen on you, you get weird.
Yeah, that's why he's not allowed back at the beach.
Yeah, I'm banned out of the Dominican Republic. No, but, like, you know, like, if
it's
you're
the
just...
Same thing.
I mean, it's a very sensual thing, don't you think?
I don't know. Every time I see, like, the bodybuilder stuff, it's like the guy's coach or something.
Right, like, but I'm saying, but if you were oiling up your husband...
Yeah.
Well, he's a... I mean, I could see him...
Yeah.
...being in a competition.
Yeah,
look
I put
at
sunscreen on my husband. Usually, it's kind of... I always make him shave his back first, because...
I understand that, but he doesn't find that sensual, your hands on his back?
Have you seen her
Maybe.
Hands?
Hey, get it on there, wax on, wax on. Come on, you old son of a bitch, get out there
I
now.
I literally have to chase him down to do it. I'm like, you got to put your sunscreen on.
Ah, see, that's
all right. So he's uncomfortable.
That's the influence of a good dermatologist.
But I like I
don't know. All right,
it could be in the right situation.
Well, no. Here's the question.
So male or female?
Would
or
you prefer a man or a woman to put oil on your body?
I think I had to go man because I think I would get a boner from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't from a dude, so...
Well, what if his hands are very soft?
Is he a soft-handed boy?
Well, I mean, look, you can't see him. He's just behind you.
No, but it's still a guy.
How do you know? Yeah.
I mean, even a guy's hand, it's still a guy's hand. As soft as guy hand, it still has got to feel like a hand.
I don't know, man. There have been some hands you've shaken before where you're like, whoa.
I am surprised some doctors have very soft hands. Well, I think they have to.
Good luck at every appointment you go to for the rest of your life.
No, I'm telling you,
pajama boy.
My doctor... My regular guy, soft hands. But I think you got to have nice hands
because
he's cupping my nuts. You know, he's giving me the finger for the prostate. I mean, you got to have smooth hands to pull that off.
Can I give you a tip?
You can't be putting a goddamn cheese grater back
there. Does your doctor not wear gloves when he does that?
Wait. He's supposed to wear gloves?
I don't know.
And it's also supposed to happen in a doctor's office.
Yeah, it was weird because I was at the dentist.
Okay, God. Can I give you a tip?
What?
Just because I'm your friends and everything. I think the most insulting thing you can say, and we're realizing it right now,
what?
Is that a man has super soft hands.
I have pretty soft mitts.
Yeah, but you're a bitch. I mean, come on. You can't, in that outfit, be like, no,
saying,
I'm not a bitch.
No,
yeah,
but
you're kind of saying you don't do any hard work.
Yeah.
I don't. But I think a woman likes soft hands.
No, I get that you can say about yourself you don't do any hard work. But when you talk about another man, I don't think you can say about another man.
You have soft hands.
I don't think that's a compliment.
All right.
I don't think. Right. I would be offended if someone was like, yeah, he's got the softest hands I've ever seen.
All right, so I'm in a bodybuilding contest.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got to get oiled up.
Yep.
I have two choices. I either know the guy or I don't know the guy.
That's three dudes. You can either, it's all your buddies or it's all strangers. What do you want?
Strangers.
Really?
Yeah, because we're being, you're going to start laughing and doing stupid jokes and stuff. You know what I mean?
But, like, all three of those dudes are wild cards. You know, they could be rough with you. They could put their hands in places you
I'm
weren't ready for.
I'm going to pee, man.
Well, they want to get this done. They got other oil ups to do.
I want a stranger.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to know the guy, would you?
I don't know. I'm trying to, like,
think. Me.
Yeah, you, yeah. I have no problem.
No, but
you
you'd be doing stupid jokes.
Yeah, but that would make it more fun. I mean, hell, I'm not even in
a How much fun do you want to have? We could have a lot of fun if you want, buddy.
All right, let me put it this way.
What?
Like, you know, you got to get, like, the inside of your thigh and everything.
How
right?
high? Yeah, so they got to go, because you're in, like, a bikini.
Yeah, so, like, you got to get my bikini line.
But also your ass cheeks.
I would, no, your ass cheeks are covered.
Barely in those things.
Calm down over there. I would feel more comfortable with you oiling the inside of my thighs than I would, I think, a stranger.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I, nah, I don't want to know you.
You sure? We could do an experiment if you want.
Well, we'd have to get a stranger also to see the difference.
Billy Kid's stranger enough.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, okay.
And by the way, he's a former bodybuilder, too. Yeah. He knows all about this.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows how to put it on.
Yeah, he does.
Lather up, boy.
Oh, we're talking about oil. No, I think it would be easier for a guy you know to put his hands in uncomfortable places than a stranger.
It would just the whole thing would skeeve me out.
Yes, obviously. We're talking
but
best
you might be.
Scenario.
But here's the thing. If I get skeeved out to a stranger, no big deal. I think that would be insulting to your friend if I go, man, this is, you're gross touching me like that. It'd also be insulting to the guy who's doing you a solid rubber, putting oil on your naked ass body.
Wait, you're telling me that if I'm standing there in bikini briefs in front of you and you're rubbing your hands on the inside of my thigh and I go, oh, God, this feels weird. You'd be like, how dare you? How could you? After all we've been through together.
Well, it's a little insulting. I'm on my knees oiling up your legs.
Why are you on my your knees, man? Just bend over.
Well, because I know I got to get your legs.
Okay.
And then I'm like face to your dong and ass. Man, it's very creepy, man.
Yes, I understand. Again, not an ideal situation.
I don't get bodybuilding. Bodybuilding to me is the weirdest goddamn sport but I've ever. And my oldest brother was into it. And
he
a couple
still
of his,
is, isn't he?
What's that?
Isn't he still into it?
Yeah, but you know those guys that like compete on stage guys?
Yeah.
Because he just lifts. But he had like buddies that did it, and he would go and watch them.
Okay.
And I go, it's like, how do you, hey, saw you there at the stage looking good there, Chuck. Yeah. You need a little more nipple rouge. Like, what do you say to the guy?
Nipple rouge.
Like, it's the weirdest sport to like be a fan of.
I would love to go down this road.
Yeah.
We are super.
Yes. Okay.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
You can break down places to eat into very distinct categories.
Yeah, what do you got?
Places you can get alcohol. Places you can't.
Nice.
And for a very long time, there was no reason to serve alcohol at a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, this place opening soon in Rochester, well, this location,
yeah,
is trying to buck the trend. And I got to be honest, it does feel a little bit strange.
Really? They have alcohol in this joint?
I think.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, you're familiar with Shake Shack?
Oh, yeah, the burger joint.
Do they serve that in the hospital ward that you walked out of in your outfit today? So Shake Shack made its Rochester debut in Henrietta about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's from New York City. Fries, shakes, burgers, everyone loves it.
Yeah.
So much so that the next Shake Shack location is already under construction in Greece.
Fantastic.
And this one will be different than any fast food burger place you've ever been to.
What am I going to get?
Story on News 8 says the restaurant has applied for a state liquor license.
So are we talking beer and wine? Are we talking spirits, everything?
It says state liquor license.
Damn.
I'm guessing boozy shakes, right? Like that's what the goal would be?
Boozy Shakes, one of my favorite 70s funk artists. So News 8 reached out to the restaurant.
Yeah.
Have not heard anything back yet. But Kimmy,
yeah,
this would be a strange thing for the Shake Shack to do.
Yeah, unless do they have other locations that do this maybe? Because I was thinking like, it just doesn't seem like they need to do it. Like, if I'm going to Shake Shack, I'm not going for that reason. Like, I'm going because I want the burger and fries.
It's more fast food, right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
like, a lot of it, they have a drive-through right. and everything.
Yeah, counter service.
Because I'm thinking, like, you know, Bill Gray's, you know, it does it, but that's a sit-down sports bar.
Yeah.
Attachment.
Yep.
It's different. Like,
more of like a restaurant.
But I don't think I would sit at a Shake Shack and have a cocktail. Doesn't sound very appealing to me. You know what I mean? Like, just to hang out there.
I didn't think that Shake Shack wanted people sitting around for 45 minutes.
Right. You're tying up a table.
Exactly, yeah. Right?
Usually you scarf it down and get the hell out.
Yeah. So the weird part about this whole idea, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, you can never imagine getting a beer at, like, McDonald's, right?
No.
Okay.
I know people say, well, you know, Europe, they got that stuff. Yeah. But that's a different.
But I feel like I don't need it.
No, but like
we ain't no Europe.
To that point, we are one of the few countries that don't have alcohol at our fast food restaurants.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not only can you buy, so you can buy alcohol at McDonald's in Germany, France, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Czechia, Sweden, Belgium, Lithuania, Switzerland, Serbia, the Netherlands, and South Korea.
Oh.
Just south of where you got that outfit. In Austria, back in 2016, McDonald's ran a promotion where they offered free six-packs of beers with large orders during a big soccer tournament.
Six-pack?
Yeah.
Free.
So, like, if you bought, like,
and
one
of their...
And
that's, like, their beer, which is, like, jet fuel.
Austria? What, do they do good beer in Austria?
No. What do you think, man?
So, I mean, it's not like these fast food companies are against selling alcohol.
Yeah.
When asked, McDonald's specifically, why they hadn't served alcohol in their restaurants in America, they said they have a more family-friendly image in America than they do in their European restaurant.
Mm.
So you wouldn't want to get a beer at a fast food place?
I guess I would if it was an option. I mean, I like a nice cold beer at lunch.
Okay, but you only drink like you're like, I drink Guinness. I only drink Guinness.
It's your beer, man. I support your people.
Yeah, but you don't drink it for that reason. You drink it because you think it makes you look sophisticated.
It is pretty cool.
Okay.
I would love a nice, that would be fun. But then again, I don't think I want to sit at a McDonald's and have a beer. You know what I mean?
Kimmy, would you get a beer at a fast food place?
Here's the thing, and I think my husband and I, we are totally opposite ends of the spectrum on this. I am not a sit down at a fast food restaurant and eat kind of person. Like, if I'm going to get fast food, I want to grab it and take it wherever I'm going, take it on the road, take it home. He will sit down and make like a meal out of it at the fast food place.
That I don't get.
No, now we got to stop because we're going to have it. I cannot let that slide. It's the best when it's hot. Why would I put it in a bag and take it home? I'm going to eat it there.
The reason you did it and the reason I did it is because when we were on the road, we didn't have an option. We had nowhere to, like, we would sit there and eat that meal.
Which is why I discovered how much better it is when you eat it right away. I will still
eat it in your car while you're driving.
No, I want to focus on how delicious it is.
SATs.
Double quarter pounder with cheese. I focus more on my burger than I did my SATs.
Me too.
So, yeah, I don't need the booze because I'm just taking that thing to go. Whereas if we're sitting down to eat it, may be more likely to order a beer or drink.
Because I've never had McDonald's and beer.
Neither have I. And that's the other weird
thing.
Like
a cup of beer would really seem go with
those. You think so?
Well, yeah, man. A burger and a beer.
All right, let's talk about that. 252-WCMF. Again, Shake Shack in Greece, it's under construction right now. According to News 8, have applied for a liquor license. And it's really weird to think about a fast food restaurant serving alcohol. But, like, the U.S. is one of the few places where fast food restaurants don't serve alcohol. It doesn't seem like a McDonald's or Burger King burger would go good with a beer.
No, I want like a soda or something, right?
Yeah, but that's only because that's what you're used
to.
But that's imagine you're at a McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And you get, nice burger, whatever you like, fries.
Sure, sure, sure.
You get your favorite shake, right? A little shot in that baby. Stir that up. man. And that's a little further to go, too, you know.
No, you can't take it to go.
Hey,
that's,
hey, keep like your voice idea. Down, bro.
Hey, you're going to end up wearing the exact same uniform you're wearing if the cops find out.
You're not going to get lit up on a shot, for God's sakes.
You can't drive with it.
Again, it's got a lid.
Okay.
And I thought
is that making it not an open container?
Well, you remember when they were handing you booze at the restaurants during COVID?
So sealed up, you idiot.
Yeah, it had a lid on it.
No,
you could get an actual drink. They were giving out martinis,
okay,
bro.
There are types of burgers that go good with beer. You brought up Bill Gray's. I could have a Bill Gray's burger and a beer. That's delicious. Mm-hmm. But it's a different kind of burger. Like a fast food burger would not go good with beer.
I think it's only because it's like learned behavior.
What?
Europeans do it.
But we don't know if this is like a common thing or if it's just an option for them. You know what I mean? Like,
they wouldn't sell it if they weren't selling it.
Well, it could be just something like because they're so used to having it everywhere.
Yeah, but to Pat's point. What I mean? They're selling it, though they wouldn't have it there.
No, but to her point,
yeah,
it
but
is.
It's not even a thought, I'm guessing, for most of those places to have it.
It was startling having, you know, I'm going to be that guy. I went to London one time for 6 days, and now I know.
You hardly ever bring it up. Ooh, London boy. No, London's calling Patrick.
You know this, too. Anyone that's been to Europe before.
I don't know Europe.
The places you can buy alcohol.
Everywhere.
Like, that's what I mean.
By the way,
like,
you haven't been to Europe? You look like a World War II POW. Are you sure you've never been to Europe? If you have not seen Tommy's, quote, tracksuit today, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch, it's ridiculous. There are, Kimmy, we walked into department stores.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just everywhere there. So, like, it would be weird to not have it, whether or not they sell it there. I think it's just always an option.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, there aren't a lot of people grabbing a beer with their McDonald's. Maybe it's not as, you know, like a thought for most people. It's just there if they want it.
You know, we've been seeing stories over the last couple of months, year really,
yeah,
that the fast food restaurants have seen a dip in sales the
last
couple of years.
Yeah, they got to come up with some new gimmicks.
Would alcohol help that?
Of course it would. Even if you just want beer, wine. But like maybe not spirits, but if you just went with beer and wine, I think it would help.
Yeah, but part of fast food, too, is the keeping it cheap, right? Like grabbing a cheaper meal, and that would just increase the cost if that's why you're going
there.
Yeah,
but there's so many. Let's just use McDonald's because we've been talking McDonald's. I mean, there's so many McDonald's, they'd probably be able to negotiate like lower prices from beer distributors.
But it's still adding an extra fee onto something
nice
that you may
draft.
Get every day.
He's not even listening.
I'm listening. I heard the fees and the tariffs. I understand.
Not what she said. But here's the thing, too. I mean, it's not like if you wanted a beer and a burger, there's nowhere to go get that.
True.
Like, you would have to, like you brought up, learn behavior.
You would have to sit down and enjoy it. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, if I told my wife, like, we're with our kids, it's, hey, let's go to McDonald's to get a beer and a burger, she would look at me sideways.
Yeah, probably.
It would, like, I'm a mess.
I wouldn't announce the beer part of it till, you know, I just got.
Okay, no, but then it's even more awkward when you're in line, I'll have a beer, please, and then your wife, like, silently looks at you.
Well, that's how I usually do it with my wife.
You don't get the shame for ordering alcohol in places that are not alcohol appropriate?
I do, but I don't care.
Okay.
Being a drinker, I'm going to drink. Okay. Because my wife will go, oh, you're having a beer? Yeah, I'm having a beer. So I'm on vacation. I wouldn't have a beer.
You know, along those lines, I'm sorry, Kimmy, were you going
to
say something?
No, I was just going to say, I feel like if you're sitting down and ordering a beer, like, you expect to sit there for a little while. It's not like a, hey, let's wrap this up and go, you know? Like,
yeah, but you're not getting one of them beer bats. I mean, you're going to get, like, a paper cup of beer. You get, like, 12 ounces.
No, I know. But, like, if you're sitting down for fast food, you probably want to drink it faster than you would if you were sitting down at a typical restaurant.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not like you're going to have four. You know what I
mean?
Right, like,
you're one and done.
No, but you would. Sitting at McDonald's, not such a bad idea. Poor 17-year-old kid's got to listen to your problems while you're pouring your beer.
That's the other thing, too. You're putting a lot of pressure on, you know, fast food workers to monitor that kind of thing.
Maybe that's the problem. You're right, because there are a lot of teenage kids that do those jobs, right? Think about that, man. Being 16, 17, working at a McDonald's, you got beer on tap. Like, we wouldn't be getting hammered during work.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess the argument for alcohol at fast food restaurants, alcohol is starting to show up in places we've never seen before. There are coffee shops that will offer beer and wine now. There are retail shops in America, even in Rochester, that will sell you a drink while you're shopping.
I told you when I was in South Florida, that grocery store where you could get yourself a glass of wine or beer and walk around and shop.
So is access to booze wherever and whenever we want it a good idea?
Yeah, why not?
Well, I could give you 15 reasons why not.
Give me one good reason, Pat, off the top of your head.
DWIs.
Okay. After that, what do you got?
Angry customers that are drunk.
They're already pissed off at the price.
Yeah, so you're going to add alcohol?
Maybe you need a drink before you see the price of them eggs.
This fire is bad. Well, let's throw some gasoline on it and see what happens. All right, so if you are looking for fast food and booze, maybe this Shake Shack in Greasewood.
Coming soon.
All right. Buckle up, everybody.
Yeah.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
The closer this gets, the worse it sounds.
So what's the matter?
Well, look, it's got to get done. These bridges have needed fixing for years.
Yeah.
But this is going to make our lives miserable. And the fact the state is trying to get everyone on board with this idea tells you how bad this is going to be.
It's going to be terrible.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Tony!
Yeah, buddy.
April 7th is when the 490 bridge projects will begin on the east side.
So is it a couple of different overpasses?
So there's two of them. One on the Erie Canal and one on, is it Craig Road out there on the east side? At least as far as I know. It's according to News 8. It's going to be one lane on 490 for a long time.
Forever. It's going to be a while.
It will be a while. They're also shutting down the Route 96 Pittsford on-ramp, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Bro.
That's going to affect you.
Yeah.
No. Route 96. That's the exit past Tommy.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
He doesn't go that way.
But it looks like they're also going to do the one over Monroe by like that Whole Foods because they've already cut all the trees down in it.
I mean, maybe that's eventually the next one.
That's going to be a disaster.
The bottom line is this. Yeah. Folks from the state are already giving people a heads up. Find alternate routes. We talked about this. Give yourself more time to get to work. And there is one thing specifically they are doing to ensure traffic moves at a steady pace.
Yeah.
They are implementing the zipper merge strategy for these construction sites.
What's a zipper merge?
Okay. So it's when you wait until the last minute to go down to one lane, and then you alternate every other car as the lane closes to get into that final single lane.
So it's not like one lane merges into the other. It's both lanes merge at the same time.
Bang, bang, bang.
Right.
So the state is putting this everywhere. They have put out stuff on social media. The billboard on 590 going south now has a big thing explaining what the zipper merge is, which, by the way, if we want to talk about safety, maybe giving me a lesson on a billboard while I'm driving at 60 miles an hour is the best idea. There's just one problem with this idea.
Yeah.
The longer you wait to merge into a single lane in construction, the bigger douchebag you are.
But it just bottlenecks everything.
You're talking about the one, the waiting?
All of them. Okay. I mean, all of it just, it's just going to bottleneck because you got to deal with all the trucks. And then the cars, and by the way, we're going into motorcycle season, so you're going to have those, I'm going to say the word.
Wow.
But you know how they...
You're off the show with motorcycle guys, all of a sudden you feel like a free man. What, if T hears you say that, he would rip those pajamas right off your chest.
But you know, they're going to come zipping up on the shoulder, or they're going to come straight through the center lane, right, to cut everybody off.
Okay.
So all that's going to, because it's summertime, man, so you're going to get all of it.
Kimmy.
E-bikes. Yeah.
True or false?
On 490.
Methodist.
If you wait to the last minute to merge, you're a dick.
Yeah, I always like, you know, you were the line cutter.
Yeah, thank you.
Like when I'm in the lane, like the lane that's the lane where the other lane's merging into, and I'm seeing people like just like zip by the whole entire lane that we've all been waiting in. I'm like, who's gonna step up and block that guy from getting
Amen, sister. We've all been waiting. We've decided we're in a single file line now. We're going to wait and be patient. And then on your left, here comes some dick, and he's flying past dozens of cars. And, like, it's funny, too, because they'll look forward like, oh, I didn't even know there was a traffic backup.
Well, you'll get that excuse, or you'll get the guys that say, well, you know, you're supposed to go all the way up to the front and then merge, like you said, a zipper. Like, that's the strategy that some people say, like, you're supposed to do.
But here's the thing, that's not why
they don't even know who's right.
But they're not, that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it because they think they're saving themselves 20 minutes. And then the best part, they'll throw the blinker on, like, when they get to the front, and then they'll get upset when nobody lets them
in. You start inching him.
Yeah, what, I'm here. Ah. Doesn't everyone hate that guy? Doesn't everyone?
So.
It's such
Unless you are that guy.
Ah, that guy's such an arrogant dick.
Not arrogant. I mean, it's just a different.
You're that guy.
It's just a different style of. It's more European style driving.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
After I've had my beer at lunch at McDonald's, so I drive my Garmin Ghia.
You're not that guy. Are you that guy?
Kind of. Well, you know, I'm a known cutter. I skip and cut.
It is funny because every now and then a hero comes along.
In the seat at a hero.
No, and it's a lot of the times it's a trucker, and they'll just pull out enough so nobody can get around them in that other lane.
Yep, to push
and
them
we
off.
All cheer for that person. Like, you are doing God's work today, buddy.
Amen. You know, and here's the thing. Like, you know, I'm not letting him in, and I don't want anyone behind me to let him in. Like, I am going to stand my ground.
Well, then you're also holding it up. Okay. So just let me in.
Quote, man. Tommy. Yeah, but you see, you almost. No, I'm not letting you in. You're not going to try and cut past everybody.
Rules to rules.
It is a principle. It's the principle of the thing. We as a community are in this together, and you want to go be a dick, go be a dick, but you ain't going to do it on my time, bud. Right. You're not that guy, bud. You're not that guy. All right, pal?
For the zipper method to work too, you have to have such, even if everybody's on the same page and we're all merging one after another, you have to have such great communication in that moment
and
to
not does.
Go at the same time. Like one of you thinks it's, you both think it's your turn, you know?
She's right. 252 WCMF, the state DOT has started to explain the zipper method of merging. With this 490 bridge project coming up, I mean, the thing's going to be a nightmare. They've put billboards up. Carrie Ann writes us, oh, my God, they already have a sign posted where people should start to merge and then go every other car. Are they going to have people with flags, like, showing people how to do this?
I've never seen that. Because usually, like you said, it's just the arrows and stuff showing you how the lane's coming in.
But the only way it's going to run smoothly is if you have someone car pointing, car. You cannot, to Kimmy's
point. On the highway?
I mean, bro, but to Kimmy's point, you can't expect folks to be mature and responsible.
When I'm rolling up at 70 miles an hour and I'm going to be pointing at you?
In a work zone?
Oh, yeah, sorry, 65. But you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Even if they get the zipper part and are ready to do the right thing, there are going to be the dicks, to Kimmy's point, that just jump their turn because they can.
So you're going to be backed all the way up to Syracuse, man.
I mean, this is going to be hard. Yeah. And it's going
to
be.
So you're going to have to take side roads. You're going to be off the 90.
But then, okay, it's not 90, it's 490.
Well, you know, it's the 90 family of 90s.
The 90 family of 90s in Victor.
You got to take the side roads.
No, but the side roads are also going to be jammed up. Because people are going to be like, oh, I got a plan that nobody else has figured out. Not the highway. Let's go half the speed and then fill it full of traffic with stoplights.
Well, you might find some new stores you might want to shop at later.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Redneck. Hey, Redneck, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Tommy, I am always Team Tommy, but you are the scummiest of scum.
What did I do?
A scum boat to scum town.
Why? What did I do?
That was right the other day when he said that. What? You are ridiculous. Because I'm that guy in the big truck. I live my life on the road. If I see a construction site coming up, I'm that guy to move out into the other lane. Oh. To make everybody else single file.
He's the hero.
I've had it to where people try to go around me, like in the median.
Yeah.
And I've run them right off into the median.
Well, okay, that's a little
bit. I will be that guy.
I killed a man in 93 just to watch him die.
To make everybody single file.
One time I ran off my mother-in-law.
It literally makes things go faster. That zipper lane is the worst idea in history.
All right, well, hold on. Back up.
Peter built, Redneck kills.
I'm going to assume that it is the more efficient way just because they, like, pay people to, like, research this stuff, right? I mean, I don't like it.
But I don't know if I've ever run into
it. Cutting the line and bottlenecking everything since the dawn of automobiles. It is the worst idea ever.
All right,
if everybody gets single file when you get into that half-mile or three-quarter-mile construction zone before everything gets down to single lane, it goes smooth. There's no stop and go. It's just smooth, straight through. 25, 30 miles an hour, and you're on the rest of your day.
I got to say, too, like, past the point of being a dick, keep going. Mm-hmm. I will get over as fast as possible just because I have anxiety that no one will let me over.
Same.
Like,
I get nervous.
When I get in that lane.
And I think I skipped too many cars here. I got
to
get in.
It's like a weight lift. It's like, I am in the lane that I have to be in.
Yeah, but that shoulder's just calling you, man. It's like wide open.
Yeah.
It's like nobody there. It's like your own private lane.
The funniest.
And listen. Since I'm that guy that does that, that makes everybody go single file, the person that's behind me, you know, in the single file lane, they save that spot open for me. So when it comes to get into single file and there's no more room for two lanes, that person behind me always backs off a little bit and lets me get in, and we all go on about our way.
There you go. Hey, Redneck.
We're all on the same page.
Thanks for being that guy, pal.
All right. Have a good day.
There you go, buddy. The funniest part about this, you being the guy in the room that's going to blow past everybody while we're lined
up
for construction.
I'm a sneak and a known cheat.
You're the only person that has nothing to do.
But I like to get to it.
No, but that's what I mean. Like I have kids I have to get to. Kimmy's got a whole closet full of marijuana.
Then follow my way, man.
You don't have anything to do.
But
you're rushing to die.
I was going to say, he also can play the, oh, it's confused card. You're getting age.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
Can I sit low enough in the car now? I don't know.
Maybe they should take his license away?
Good luck with that. Gray Panthers, baby. I'm getting it all.
Can we also sidebar here on this conversation? Again, as we're talking about 490, the bridge construction starts on April 7th. They want the state DOT to use the zipper lane. They've been putting it everywhere. It's on billboards, social media. It's been on the news. Waiting until the absolute last minute and then bat, bat, every other car. Merge.
Not cool.
Dick move in standstill traffic where you blow past everybody and then try to get in has always been a head-scratching move because it's not like you're cutting someone off and speeding away to never be seen again.
Yeah.
If you cut me off, you jump in front of me when you shouldn't, you're in front of me for like the next 5 minutes while we're at a crawl.
You're walking on the fight instead of me, son.
I'm just saying, man, you know how some people can get around here.
Ooh, I've seen it, yeah.
Do you want to risk getting that one psycho who decides they're going to get out of their car to explain why you should be more considerate? Oh, well, let's hope that changes.
You know I'm a known cutter.
No, I'm just saying I don't get the idea. Like, I'm going to save 5 minutes by risking my safety.
I hate safety waiting.
Even, like, getting my car bumped or scratched or, you know what I mean? Like, it could be, like, the most slow motion, like, where I'm going to go, clunk.
Yep.
And now that's not worth my time.
Now we got to pull over. We got to get out of the car. Everyone's pissed at us because now the shoulder is all shut down. They got to maneuver around that. It's a nightmare. Just be
terrible.
Cool.
It's terrible.
With these projects on Fortnite.
Yes.
One of two things are going to happen. Folks are either going to get used to it after a week or two, and everything will be just fine. Or the anger will build little by little every day until the middle of June when we start to see road rage incidents.
And it's 90 degrees.
Like we have never seen in Rochester before.
Yeah, that's going to be the one. Okay. People are going to get it's irritated.
No, I mean, folks will get used to it.
Yeah, I'm not saying everybody, but you're going to have some people flip it out.
Yeah, because even if majority of people who take that route are used to it, you're going to have a couple rogue people that didn't see it coming, don't take that way every day, and are going to screw it up for everybody else.
I mean, you got to figure 1 in 10 motorists is a hothead. Right?
That's a fair number. Right? 10%.
Let's go with it. Fine.
Yeah. So that hothead by mid-June is going to be out of his mind. It's going to crop up. It's just, you know, the law of averages.
The weird thing about that, though, I mean, if you have enough time when you leave the house, I've always thought there's something nice about getting stuck in traffic on your way to work. Because, like, on the way home, you want to get home, right? You want to eat, fine, you just want to relax. But for a lot of people, that ride in is the only quiet time you get all day. No kids, no spouse, just you, the break room, and an excuse to have nothing to do.
It is true, but the problem with traffic is you don't have any control over it.
Okay.
If you're a control freak, it's pissing you off. Even though you're getting that free time, it's got to eat away at you.
I like it. Like, we don't deal with traffic because we're
we blow through
them.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't mind if I'm on my way home from somewhere, like, a little peace and quiet.
It's something I don't want to go do.
Yeah. What am I going to do? I have no choice.
All right. Well, that's a good way to teach people to think about it. You're not having to go do that thing you don't want to do right now. So enjoy the peace and quiet. It's like therapy.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.